Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph. We are on page 134. Siman Reish Tzadi Aleph is Din Shalosh Seudos, the halachos of Shalosh Udos. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Yehi Zoyer Ma'od L'kayim Suda Shlishis. One should be very careful to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Suda Shlishis. V'afim hu saveya, even if he is full, yochol l'kayim oso b'kabeitza, he's able to satisfy the mitzvah of Shalosh Udos by eating a kabeitza of bread. V'im yi'efshar lo klal l'echol, if he's not able to eat at all, so eino chayev l'tzair es atzmo, he does not have to cause himself tzair to eat Shalosh Udos. However, v'hachocham eino barosho, the wise one has his eyes in his head, he looks ahead, shelo yimalei bitno besudas boker, he will not fill his stomach up by the first suda, kedei liten makom l'suda shlisha, so that he should leave room for Shalosh Udos. The Rama says, umi shelo ochal b'lel Shabbos, one who did not eat the Friday night suda, yochal shalosh seudos b'yom ha-Shabbos, he still has the chiyuv of shalosh seudos, he'll have to have all three then during the day. I'd like to point out note number one, before we see the Mishabura, note number one says, Ubatama Dover. The reason why a person should be so careful about Shalosh Udos, the Kapachaim writes, Shebisuda zu nikr kavod Shabbos. This Suda makes it recognizable to kavod Shabbos. Sharei b'chol yom odom ochel shtei Sudos. Every day a person has two Sudos. Achas b'layla v'achas b'yom. One at night and one during the day. Ulu kavod Shabbos hu mosif Suda shlishis. And in honor of Shabbos, we add a third Suda to Shabbos. V'lachein ha-zohir ba. Therefore, one who is careful about Shalosh Udos is marish zohiru b'kavod Shabbos. He is showing that he is careful of kavod Shabbos. V'af shtei ha-seudos shekvar ochal hayu l'kavod Shabbos. So by eating Shalosh Udos, he is showing retroactively that all his eating is l'kavod Shabbos because he's eating an extra suda that he normally eats. The Mishabura says in Sefkatan Aleph, Yehi zohir ma'od, k'di'isa b'gemar, like the Gemara tells us, Chayiv odom lechol shalosh seudos b'Shabbos. A person is chayiv to eat three seudos on Shabbos. V'asmuchu akra. And there's an asmachta from the pasuk. The ksiv, it says by the mon. Vayomer Moshe echlu hayom. Moshe said, eat it today. Ki Shabbos hayom l'Hashem. Because today is Shabbos Hashem. Hayom lo timtza'u basoda. Today you're not going to find any mon in the field. Utlosa hayom kosa b'kroze. It says the word hayom three times in this pasuk. V'amru Chazal and Chazal tell us, Kol ha-mikayim shalosh seudos b'Shabbos, anyone who fulfills the three seudos of Shabbos, is nitzol mishalosh puronios. He is saved from three punishments. Number one, mechevlo shal Mashiach, the birth pangs of Mashiach. Number two, medina shal Gehenim, he's saved from the judgment of Gehenim. Umimuchemes Gog u'Magog, and he's also saved from the war of Gog u'Magog. So three major savings of major punishments a person gets if he eats the three seudos on Shabbos. Shenemar v'gomer. The aflo ani ha'ovra mimokum l'mokum tzorach liten lo kolash shalosh seudos b'Shabbos. Even an ani who's passing from town to town, you have to take care of him and give him the seudos, so you have to give him three seudos for Shabbos. Kidisa b'yaradeya simen reish nun. V'ayin la'el b'simen reish men beza mishabura. The af b'shvil suda shlishis k'shemasik beza mokum lulvos tzorach lulvos. If a person is borrowing money to get his seudos for Shabbos, he has to borrow money to get three seudos. A person must have three seudos on Shabbos. A very important note that I'd like to share, and that is note number two. Ubetam ha-takona. Kosav ha-budraham. The Abudraham writes, the reason for the takona of having three seudos on Shabbos, shekishiyeda odom shemitzvah olav lechol shalosh seudos. When a person knows that he has a chiyuv to eat three seudos on Shabbos, lo yochal b'shum seuda mehen achil gasa. He's going to be careful not to be eating too much at any one seuda. El kashir sheyuchal lechol shenis l'kashagiyaz man ha-seuda shacharei. He's only going to eat enough at one seuda, making sure he's going to have room to eat more food at another seuda. V'nimtzu kol seudosav l'shem mitzvah ulusov anasho. And it's going to turn out that all his seudos are l'shem mitzvah, and they're all only to satisfy what he needs. The Yishara Libo Ponui Lasok B'Divrei Torah. By not overeating and eating Achil Gasa, he's leaving room in his heart that he's able to be Osek in Torah. V'nimtza Kovesh Yisitro. It turns out this person is overcoming his Yetzahara. V'salko Es Ha'ochem B'lefonav Ba'odo Ta'ivlo. When he pushes the food away, when he still has a desire for the food, so he still wants more, but he knows he has to save room for the next Suda, says the Abu Draham, that's why we have three Suda, so that we can control our Taivas, and we can leave room for the next Suda, and that we don't fill ourselves too much so that we're able to learn. The person eats too much, he gets tired, he's not able to learn. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitas of Katan Beis. The Mechaber said that even if a person is full, he can be mekayim with a kebetza. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lav Dafka. It doesn't mean exactly a kebetza. Elo ma'at yoser mi kebetza. A person has to have a little bit more than a kebetza. The kebetza mikri adayin achilas arayi. Because we know a kebetza is still considered achilas arayi. It has to be a little bit more than a kebetza. Kemo shekosav so simen reish lamedez. Velo choshev su'uda. If it's only an achilas arayi, it's not considered a su'uda. So it has to be that he eats a little more than a kebetza. But then the Mishnah Berurah says a very important thing. V'yesh omer, to those who say, sha'afilu bekezayas yotzei de asuda. Some say that even by eating kezayas, you are yotzei. Your suda of shalashudas, v'nochon lahachmir lachachilim efshalom. The best is if you can have more than a kebetza, that's lachachila, but if you have no room for that, so at least have a kezayas. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Gimel, we said in the Mechaber, if you're not able to eat at all, so eino chayv letzaras atzmo, you don't have to force yourself, you don't have to cause tzar. Das suuda laoneg nitna v'lo letzar. As we've learned already before, the Shabbos sudos were given for oneg, for our enjoyment, and not to cause us tzar. So if by eating the sudos doesn't cause you tzar, there's no inyan to be eating it. But avada, a person should have his eyes in his head to make sure that he saves room for shalashudas. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dal Liten Makom, the imlo kain, if he doesn't look ahead and save room at the first suda to eat another suda, lefa'omimi achila gasa ve'ena chashuva achila. And sometimes eating shalashudas is simply eating achila gasa, it's just stuffing yourself, and that is not considered achila at all. The Ramah ended the sif and said that one who did not eat on Friday night a suda, he must eat Shabbos day three su'udos. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Hay, the gamkein tzarach lekadesh b'shachris kol ha'kiddush alayla. If he did not eat a suda at night, so assuming he didn't make kiddush at night, so not only does he have to have three sudas during the day, but he has to make the regular Friday night kiddush during the day, milvad vayechulu, with leaving off the paragraph of vayechulu. In lo kiddush b'arves, if he did not make the kiddush at night. The kanal b'simen reish ayin alef sevches. V'huadim b'yontov, the same din is true by yontov. Mishalo ocha b'lel yontov, one who did not eat a suda on yontov night, tzorech lechol shtei su'udos l'mochar b'yom, he must eat two sudas during the day on yontov. The biyontov hachiyuv hu shtei sudos. Really, on yontov, the whole chiyuv is two sudos total. Achas b'layla v'achas b'yom, one at night, one during the day. So if you eat the suda at night, you must eat two sudos during the day. V'hu adin shiomar b'shachris kol hakiddush shel yontov shel layla in lo kiddush b'layla. And once again, if you didn't make the yontov kiddush at night, so then when you have your first suda on yontov day, yontov morning, you would have to have the night yontov suda's kiddush during the day. So on Shabbos, if you miss a Suda Friday night and you miss Kiddush, you have three Sudas during the day. At the first one, you make the Friday night Kiddush minus Vayechulu. And if you miss the Yantas Suda at night, you have two Yantas Sudas during the day. And at the first one, you make the nighttime Kiddush before having the first Suda. Says the Mechaber Vaitas Abiz, Zmana, what is the proper time for having Shalashudas? Says the Mechaber, Mishiyagia Zman HaMincha. When the Zman of Mincha comes, the Zman of Mincha Gedola, Tehainu mishe shows umechzu ulamala. After 6.5 hours of the day pass, half hour after chatzos, that is the zman of shalashudas. V'imaso kodem lochein lokiyei mitzvah suda shlishas. If you eat your shalashudas too early, before 6.5 hours into the day, half hour after chatzos, you are not yotzei the mitzvah of shalashudas. Says the Ramah, yesh omrim da'aser lishtos mayim be'mincha l'mariv b'shabbos. There are those who say that it is usher to drink water between Mincha and Maariv on Shabbos. The Oz Chosros HaNeshamos LeGehenim. That's when the Neshamos that came out of Gehenim on Shabbos go back into Gehenim. The Alkain. And therefore, since you can't drink, says the Ramah, between Mincha and Maariv, Ein Lechel Suda Shlishis Be Mincha and Maariv. You should not eat Shalashudas between Mincha and Maariv, because by eating, you are certainly going to come to drink. El Yochal Osa Kodem Mincha. Rather, you should eat your Shalashudas before you daven Mincha. The Yesh Omrim, and there are those who say, the Yoser Tov Lehispalel Mincha Tchila. They say, no, it's better to daven Mincha first, have Shalashudas afterwards. The Ramah says, V'chein nohagim l'chadchilu b'chol medinos elu. As we know, that is our minog in general, that we daven mincha, and then we have shalashudas afterwards. U'mikol makom, ein lishtos mayim min ha'nahoros. One should not drink water from the rivers, aval bebayis shari, but the water in the houses is okay. The kol shekein sha'ar mashkin de shari, and certainly other drinks are permissible. The yesh omrim de ein aser el atol shnei maser chodesh al other the imo. There are those who say it's only aser to drink this water during the 12 months of avelus on one's father and mother's death. V'yesh omrim de iser zesh shel shtiyas mayim einu rak be'er Shabbos. Some say fakert, this whole iser of not drinking water is not bein hashmashos of Shabbos day. Fakert is at the beginning of Shabbos, Friday evening during bein hashmashos. That's when one should not drink water. A little heebie-jeebie over here, drinking of the water. Let's see a little more clarity in the Mishnah Berurah, beginning with Sikkot and Zayin. The Mechaber told us the zman of shalosh shudis is after 6.5 hours, says the Mishnah Berurah, "V'in hischil le'achol asuda shlishis kodem chatzos." Let's say you started eating shalosh shudis early before chatzos. V'nimshicha hasuda at achar shigiyas mamilcha gedola, and your suda extended through the time of a half hour after chatzos, which is a zman of milcha gedola. Yotze, you are yotze as long as your suda extended past the zman of milcha gedola. D'ha alko panem achla bezmana, because the ma'isa you did eat at least during this month. So though you start earlier, it's fine. V'lo az linan bezeh basar haschola. We do not go after the beginning of the suda for these purposes. And even if you started before chatzos, as long as your suda continued on into the zman of mincha gedola, you are yotze your chiv of shalosh shudis. Sivkoton ches. The Rama said, there are those who say it's usher to drink water between mincha and ma'ariv on Shabbos, because that's when the neshamas are going back to Gehenim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzlomer means to say, da'oz karov lizman achzara l'gehenim. That's close to the time when the neshamas go back to the Gehenim. They go back during Ben HaShemashos, so this is close to that time. The Isa b'medrash, the medrash says, kol ha'shose mayim b'Shabbos Ben HaShemashos, anyone who drinks water on Shabbos during Ben HaShemashos, ki'ilu gozel krovav hamesim. It's as if he is stealing from his dead relatives. The Ayin ben Mordechai Perek Arve Psachim Ba'orech. Look in the Mordechai Perek Arve Psachim where he speaks at length. Look at note number 10. Shem Bir, there the Mordechai says, Shekodim Shechozim HaMesim Ledinam, before the Mesim go back to be judged in Gehenim, Shosim HaMayim, they drink water. V'lochein HaShoseh B'Shazu Gozalosam. Therefore, if you're drinking at this time, when the Mesim are drinking before they go back to Gehenim, you are stealing from your relatives that are no longer alive. Sivkot and Tes, the Alkein Ein Lechol, since you're not allowed to drink between Mincha and Ma'ariv, you should not be eating Shalosh Shudis between Mincha and Ma'ariv, says the Mishnah Berurah. Depend Yavo Gam Lishtos, because then you might come to drink water during that time. So therefore, the first sheet that the Ramah brings down says that you should not eat Shalosh Shudis after Mincha, you bedavka should eat Shalosh Shudis before Mincha. Then the Ramah brought a Yesh Omrim that says it's actually better to daven Mincha first and then eat Shalosh Shudis, says the Mishnah Berurah. Da'aser Le'achol Achi Espalol. The reason why a person should daven first is because you're not really allowed to eat before you daven, so daven first, eat afterwards. The Hadeya Harishona Svirle, what is the first sheet to hold that you're davening, you're eating before Mincha? The Suda Ketana Shari, the first sheet to hold, a small Suda before Mincha is Mutter, Kemosha Kasa Besimin Reish Lamabez, like I saw earlier in Reish Lamabez. Look at note number 11. The Alpia Kabbalah Kasa Baruch HaShulchan, Baruch HaShulchan brings down Alpi Kabbalah, Shekol Seudos HaShabbos Nitkenu La'achar HaTfilah HaShayach Eslo. That all three Seudos of Shabbos were set up after the Tfilah that's appropriate to it. The Seudos Shlishis Nitkenu La'achar Tfilas Mincha. Therefore, as we know, Friday night we're eating the Seudah after Ma'ariv. Shabbos day we're davening, eating the Seudah after we davened Shachus and Musaf. Shal Shudas Alpi Kabbalah is supposed to be after Mincha. That would be a second reason to push it after Mincha, besides that you want to daven first before you eat. But also the Rechol Shulchan brings Alpi Kabbalah that it's shayach to the davening of Mincha. Sivkotin Yud Aleph, very important, Mishabura V'chein Nohagim L'chadchila. That is our minig L'chadchila, to daven Mincha, and then eat Shal Shudas. But says the Mishabura, Ubimokum shekoshalo lekayim asuda leachar mincha, the situation where it's difficult for a person to be mekayim the suda of shalosh shudis after mincha, yuchal afilu lechatchila lekayim asuda kodem mincha, it is possible that even lechatchila you can eat shalosh shudis before mincha. That's not b'dieved. It's lechatchila as well to eat shalosh shudis before mincha. Imhu kodem zman mincha ketana. If the time you're eating it before mincha is before the zman of mincha ketana, v'ayin leil b'simen reish lamabez. Look what we learned in simen reish lamabez in the Mishabura, where we say there are those who are lenient to have a suda ketana even after the zman of mincha ketana. So according to them, you'd even be allowed to have it during the zman of mincha ketana before mincha. U'b'simen reish sadi the Mishabura. Says the Mishabura v'aytis of katan yudbez, as we turn to page Samuches. The Ramah then told us that still one should not drink water from the rivers. Svira le ledeyazu. The Mishabura says in Yud Beis, this shita holds. The Madi Isa the Medrash, and now that which the Medrash brought down, like we saw before, the Ein Lishos Maim Ben Hashmashos, that you should not drink water during Ben Hashmashos. Hainu Dafka Bishosa Min Anaharos. This shita holds that the only problem with drinking water during Ben Hashmashos is drinking water from the rivers. But drinking stam water in the bayis is mutter, and certainly other drinks. And then the Mishabura says in Zavkat Gimel, the last shita we saw, the Yesh Omim that says that this whole issur of drinking water ben Hashmashos is not Shabbos day ben Hashmashos as Shabbos is ending, but rather it's in the beginning of Shabbos when Shabbos is first starting. Says the Mishabura Shemefarshim Ad Isa B'Medrash, and now they explain that which we said in the Medrash above, B'Shabbos ben Hashmashos, that means Hainu ben Hashmashos Shalel Shabbos. Right, Shabbos ben Hashmashos could be either be Motzei Shabbos or Friday night. So this shita holds that it's not Motzei Shabbos; it's Friday night. Even though the other shitas held it was towards the end of Shabbos when the Mesim are going back to Gehenim. According to them, it's obviously a different reason because the Mesim are not going back to Gehenim then. But they hold you're not allowed to drink water during Ben Hashmashos on Friday night. We'll stop here and continue with Sif Gimel and Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.